In today's world, there is too much I and not enough we. Although our culture focuses too much on the individual, there are still wonderful examples of people within and outside the church who exemplify the value of we. Saint Teresa, the Little Flower, a Carmelite nun who died at the age of 24 from tuberculosis, learned the importance of great love. She understood her purpose in life was to be love. She believed, without love, deeds, even the most brilliant, count for nothing. Her love was not abstract, but it was rooted in her love for Christ and Christ's love for her. After a plane crashed into one of the twin towers at the World Trade Center, frightened and injured people were looking for a way to escape the building through the dust-clouded environment. A man in a red bandana called out to them to follow him, for he had found an exit. He led this group of people down the stairs to safety outside. When he returned to the building to bring out more people, the building collapsed on him and many others. People asked, who was the man in the red bandana? The man was Wallace Carruther, only 24 years old, who gave up his life because he cared about the we and not the I. In today's gospel, Jesus was on the way to Jerusalem, where he would be crucified, where he would give up his life for the world, a world of the we. That includes each one of us. He was traveling through Galilee, where he spent most of his public ministry. As he walked along, he taught his disciples that he would be handed over and killed, but after 3 days, he would rise. His disciples did not understand what he was saying. How, after his death and resurrection, could he still be present and loving them? He came to Capernaum, where Peter lived. Inside the house, perhaps belonging to Peter, Jesus asked his disciples why they were arguing. He had just revealed to them that he was going to die and rise for the sake of others. But the apostles were arguing about who individually was going to be the greatest. They did not seem concerned about the we, but about their individual lives. The letter of James addresses the ambition of the apostles, wanting to be the greatest. James states, "Where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice." Jesus addresses the apostles, if anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. We are to be concerned about one another, and not merely ourselves. By welcoming a child representing the weakest and most vulnerable, we would welcome him. Jesus would be found in the vulnerable, the marginalized, and the weak. In caring for these little ones, we would receive not only the risen Jesus, but the one who sent Jesus, his Father. The Old Testament reading shows the selfish mind of those who would destroy Jesus. "Let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doing, reproaches us for our transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. With abuse and torture, let us put the just one to the test. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him." The responsorial psalm suggests Jesus' thoughts to his impending death. O God, hear my prayer. hearken to the words of my mouth. The haughty have risen against me. They do not set God before their eyes. But God is my helper, the Lord who sustains my life. Freely I will offer you sacrifice, the sacrifice of my own life for others. I will praise your name, O Lord, for its goodness. Against the background of Jesus' impending death and resurrection, he challenges his apostles and us to open ourselves to the vulnerable and the weak. He challenges us to open ourselves to the we rather than the I. It is in the community of humanity, in the we, that we will find Jesus and where he will be loving us. We see many examples of generous people sacrificing their lives for others, like the man in the red bandana. But do we recognize the risen Jesus in the community of the we? Can we come together in the diversity of humanity and move beyond our polarization? Can we accept that the risen Christ is still searching for us to love us as we look for him in the community of the we? Is not the Eucharist in the community breaking bread that we recognize the risen Christ coming to us in his love? Does Christ not ask us to go forth from Eucharist, to find him in the broader and more vulnerable community of the we?